from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
What do you think? Okay, I'm going to tell you what I think. In this new world we live in, where I believe athletes communicate via their social media, they share with you what they're feeling. And what I do know is, I'm going Dick Tracy here, Steiny. The beginning of the year, Klay Thompson put up the great Tupac, Me Against the World. I believe that was how he felt about his team, where he was at in his career, and how did the year start off for him. It wasn't that great. We all felt like he was fighting, and the great Klay Thompson, the warrior that he is and has been, shared with us what was going on upstairs. So, for the people that saw the Tupac Me Against the World, that wasn't a good thing. And he ended up telling us what was going on, okay? I'm telling you, we just discussed Klay Thompson ad nauseum Friday before this. And this is my last stab at it. I believe Klay Thompson got a number for his representation from the Warriors. He didn't like it. He felt slighted. And in that moment of motion and feeling, he went to IG to erase pictures that he's sitting next to Steph Curry and the trophy from 2 years ago, everything Warrior related. So to me, he's mad. I think he's mad at the money that they're offering is not what he's trying to, what he wants. And my last caveat is, I want Klay to remain a Warrior. I told you all that Friday, but if somehow he remains a Warrior, Steiny, I will retire IG being something people communicate with. So I was telling Lucas out there, Lucas, like, it might not be anything. No, when you do this and you're the talk of the world, because it blew up, it's still blowing up, you're telling people the scorecard reads, I'm upset with my team. And a guy like myself from Union City, California, Steiny, has to believe he's mad at what they're not offering.
It's hard for me to disagree with you. I don't know what's going on. I don't know what you accomplish or what you don't accomplish when you do that on social media. Real quick, because this is where, and I'll be honest.
Don't go ahead.
I don't, this whole social media part of an athlete is a weakness of mine.
It's a weakness of all, I'm guessing.
No, what I'm saying is, what athletes do we know of who unfollow their own team, and are they here or not anymore?
Debo, you
know
what I mean? Samuel did it when he requested to trade.
So he's still here.
Yeah, they call it scrubbing your social.
Okay. Yeah. Didn't Kyler Murray do something like that?
He did that. Great call.
Okay, and he's back with Arizona.
Good call.
Trying to think who else. There's many.
They'll let us know. Good call, though.
But I can't disagree with you. My first thought was, okay, he unfollows the Warriors. That means something. It means he's annoyed. He's pissed. He's angry. Can we agree he doesn't like the direction that things are going in?
No doubt about it.
Listen, if you want to call in at 888-957-9570 and say this is much ado about nothing, you may end up being right. I have no idea.
But it made noise, right?
No doubt.
It made noise.
Klay Thompson doesn't do that to not make noise.
So Uncle Looney said he thinks Klay's agent may have told him, and I'm thinking about it, I would play that card, go do that, so we could kind of, you know, make the spotlight ours or put the onus on the Warriors, if you believe that could have any impact. But, dude, this thing, and then Draymond's there to say, I just want Dre sometimes to sit one out. This ain't your baby. This is Klay. And he goes, this is about nothing.
Well, let me hear it.
Yeah.
I saw Draymond had said something about Klay on Following the Warriors. And actually, when I heard Draymond said something about it, I thought to myself, there's nobody I'd like to hear from least about this certain situation than Draymond Green. Unfortunately, that's not the way it goes in this business.
I know all of you were probably looking forward to me talking about Klay on Following the Warriors and deleting some IG posts or something. I had no idea that happened. I think it's hilarious. Just so y'all know, I laugh when I logged on here and Jackson's like, yo, so what about Klay? I'm like, what? Like, what happened? It's like, oh, he on Following the Warriors. I think that's comical. I know you all be wanting like somebody feelings to be hurt or something. It ain't that. Ain't never going to be that. That's hilarious.
Okay, it's hilarious, but you didn't address why he did it or why you think he might have done it. Okay, it's funny.
It wasn't hilarious when you had to have dinner with the owner to get your contract? Like, why are you speaking of? How can you say, I think it's hilarious?
What?
And this dude's 10 years up in the balance, and he might be mad, and you sit there and say that. Let me stop. Like,
no.
That bothers me.
Well, of all the words to use, why was it hilarious?
Exactly.
I think it was hilarious that Klay didn't have any pictures of Draymond to scrub.
I'll leave that there. Wow.
888-957-9570 is the number. We heard the news at about 4:30 on Friday that Klay Thompson unfollowed the Warriors. Deleted some pictures of he and teammates on social media. And it's kind of on the heels of us talking about him a lot on Friday. And I think, you know, somebody...
This is... Wow! It's not good to me, Steiny.
I think, essentially, that the Warriors don't want Klay back at the number that he's sniffing. Yeah. That's what I think. And
I hope you're wrong. But I get that.
I think that's really what's going on here. I think the Warriors now, and I think Klay, in a way, by doing that, look, there's two narratives can happen if Klay leaves. He either leaves and we see for how much and we say, well, it's understandable. Klay, go get your money. We couldn't give you $32 million a year over 3 years. Or Klay Thompson's going to the Orlando Magic for 3 years and $60 million.
Then at that point, we
say, whoa, wait a minute. Maybe the Warriors didn't want him back. And my feeling is, I think the Warriors can live with Klay walking as long as it doesn't look like they screwed him.
Right.
That's what the Warriors have to avoid.
You hit that home. You nailed that Friday. I thought about it driving home after we hooked up, and I feel that way today. But is it fair for me to believe, Steiny, and only asses assume, but is it fair for me to assume maybe there was a, you know, you ever go to a business meeting or watch a movie about the big, and they write a number down on a napkin and they just slide it over.
Okay.
I feel like the Warriors did that to Klay and his team, and Klay didn't like that number. Now, if that number were to get out, then we would be, you know, then the Warriors could, God, you guys lowballed Klay, or you could be right. And this is what I don't want to have happen, but some are clamoring for it. The Warriors got to put on their big boy pants and say, Klay, we love you, but we're on to the next. And maybe this is the start of that. But again, for him on a Friday to not know the impact and the scuttlebutt that was going to come with the storm of you unfollowing Klay, the Warriors, and then me seeing the pictures that you just took down of you and Steph, I got lightweight emotional, no tears, but I'm like, where's this thing going?
Let me ask you this. I know that we're not pro athletes. We don't make the money they make, and they don't deal in the real world like we do. But just hypothetically, if you were a free agent right now,
yeah,
and you were down on Nahegan and that, would you unfollow Odyssey and take down pictures of me and you together?
I wouldn't. And I'm saying that, and I mean it, Stoney, to my core. And Clay, I love you, so don't take this the wrong way, because it's not you doing it. It's just this new era of individuals, youngsters, guys that are a different era than us, Stoney. They call that fake kicking it. And I don't like to send subliminals when I can just tell the people or the parties at hand how I'm really feeling and when I got to do that. I don't like playing that game. Let me take it down to, like, what if I left a chat? What would you guys think? You, not that you would care, but I believe you, Spadoni, and Evan would be like, Goo must be feeling some, who pissed him off?
Right.
Why would Goo leave the chat without knowing? So I wouldn't do that, Stoney. And everybody's going to be, oh, come on, Goo, you would. I wouldn't, because at the end of the day, reality is going to set on I do wed. Is that it?
What?
What's the part of the wedding vow?
I do.
Yeah, it was I do, but
I do thee wed.
Yeah, there you go.
I do thee wed.
Until death do us part.
When the preacher reads it to you, yeah.
Right. All you got to do is repeat it. Even if you don't believe it, just repeat it and you're still going to be okay.
But yeah, that's where I'm at.
Now, this is one, and I'm not picking on somebody who may be trolling.
Okay.
But this is from the Xfinity Mobile text line. Your Clay gossip is so boring. Okay, fair enough. Is this gossip?
No!
If you want to call in here at 888-957-9570 and say, guys, this is not a big deal, I'm willing to listen to that. But we're not making anything up. Klay Thompson did something. And listen, you know your boy Matt Steinmetz. I don't mind being provocative at all.
Yeah.
But when Klay Thompson unfollows the Warriors and takes down pictures of he and his teammates, I don't care what you think. That's provocative.
No doubt.
That makes you think. And maybe he will be a Warrior a month from now.
I'm hoping it'll all
be forgiven. But I got to believe, if you've watched Klay Thompson for the last 12 years, this is a little bit surprising. To me, it is. I would have thought if Klay were down about the way he thought the direction was going, I don't know, he'd just keep it to himself and let the chips fall. And at the end of the free agent period, when he decides, he'll talk about it. But I don't know. Big deal or not, Warrior fans, 888-957-9570. I also think this might be a way for Klay to get out in front of it a little bit.
Now, what do you mean by that, out in front?
Well, with people now know, people don't know anything about the way the negotiation's going, except they know now that Klay might be upset. Why is he upset? Well, he might be getting lowballed.
Yeah.
Why would the Warriors lowball him? Well, we don't know they're lowballing him. But why is Klay upset? Well, maybe they are lowballing him. Why would they lowball a champion? Well, because he's not the player he was. But they didn't lowball Draymond Green. Different time. I mean, I think it's all fair discussion right now when you talk about the Warriors and kind of where they're going. And I don't know what direction they're going.
Yeah, and add me to that list, but I'm not mad at Dub Nation, the ones that say maybe we're pushing an agenda, we're making something out of nothing. Stoney, we don't do that, but I'm hugging you through the microphone right now, because what it is emotion. You don't want Klay to leave. We don't know what's going on, and you don't want to deal with the reality that he subliminally is telling you how he feels about his relationship with the organization. And as I left you and Evan Friday, I thought about this. As quickly as that news broke and spread, that's as quick as they could have said, you know what, Klay Thompson's coming back. We signed him at this number. You know what I mean? Like, that could have, that's how fast it can happen, and it's not happening. And then now all of a sudden, we have something to look at, regardless of, you know, what you believe in. He might be upset, and I don't think he's happy. And the last thing, Evan he got me thinking. You know, Draymond, you could have easily said, I'm going back to you because you're supposed to be a leader. You are too damn smart with your words. You know about this. How come you couldn't have just said, I called Steiny, I called Clay, I think this is hilarious. But to say, I just think this is hilarious, that's badly. It just, like, dude, do you hear yourself aloud?
I
think this is, dude's tenure with the team and negotiation is up in the air, and you're saying you think it's hilarious. Please add, I called Clay, I think it's hilarious. Like, that's the stuff that I didn't know I was going to feel this way, but it's whack.
Well, it's funny.
Before
the show, obviously I knew we were going to talk about Clay because it's been a weekend and we didn't get to address it on Friday. And then I was talking to Evan and I said, oh, wait, I saw that we have a sound sheet with all the sound for the weekend. And I looked and it said Draymond Green on Clay scrubbing social media. And I was like, oh, Draymond said something. I mean, and then it hit you. Of course he did.
Of course.
But then I listened to it and that's the first time I listened to it 5 minutes ago. And I'm thinking, what a strange, I'm with you, Goo. What was that?
Wow.
Like, what was that?
Nobody commented on your situation at all.
Really
strange. And your private dinners, hey, I get it. I had your back. Go get your chicken. But for you just to say, I think it's what's hilarious that one of your brothers might depart?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.